Rav Volpe points out in this week's parsha that the language which we use when we say the bracha at the beginning of Birchas Kriya Shema, Yotzer Or Rei Choshech, Rabban says that the lashon of Yotzer means to not to create Bria Gesh Me'ayin, but to form something which already is created. So, whereas it refers to Choshech as Bria, creating Choshech as a Bria Gesh Me'ayin, Or is not referred to as Bria, it's referred to as Yetzira, which means that the Or existed already, and the Baruch Hu just took it and formed it into the Or which we use in this world, whereas Choshech was an actual new creation. So there was an Or which existed beforehand. Which Or is that? That's the Or Eloki, the Or of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Baruch Hu created it into a form of a physical Or which we're able to actually see in this world. So what does the physical Or have in common, in conjunction with the Or of the Or Eloki, which is used multiple times, this concept, in various different Sorim, that the Rebbeim is referred to the Or Ein Sof, etc. So if it's not a physical Or, what is it? All around, how is our physical Or in some way comparable to that? So one suggestion to understand that is that the Or is a vehicle which allows us to see things, to have a clarity and have an understanding of something. The Baruch Hu created an Or means he created a vehicle to have Das, to connect to something, to be able to be aware of its essence, have an understanding of it. One of the greatest ways that we do that is through the process of Re'iyah. Re'iyah is the vehicle. I mean, a person tells somebody that, you know, to understand an idea, says, "Oh, I see what you're saying." Right? He says, "You know, I see," is a phrase to say, it means I understand. We also have a process of hearing, which in some ways parallels that. Sometimes it's used to in a similar way, but that's not our focus right now. So we use the word focus. We use the word, all these different words, which both are used when discussing the idea of vision in the physical sense. I focus on something, I'm able to see it, and in the concept of understanding. But I think we're using the word understanding over here to be beyond the concept of understanding, but the idea of a Hebrew to something. There's a oneness which takes place when I went through Das between two things. We spoke about that idea multiple times. So the Or which existed means the Bershom existed in a way of oneness which he had with everything, because everything is just a being, part of his being, and therefore there's a connection with it. Choshech is that a person ends up being Yechidi. I'm in the dark, I'm all by myself. I don't see the things around me, I'm not aware of them. Therefore I'm lacking in the connection which I have with other things. So that the idea that each thing should be independent and separate by itself, separated by the Choshech, that element is Bria. Because intrinsic in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's goodness is connecting, not being distanced. But the Rosh Hashanah created a world where that's possible to have a distance, to be disconnected, to allow for Bechira, to allow for the human being to have choice, etc. So Choshech is a creation, a Riyas Yesh Me'ayin. Whereas Or is just taking that ability which the Rosh Hashanah created and created a physical which already exists of Chibur and Das and knowing and seeing and being able to understand and to make it into a physical Bria which connects to the eyesight of man, that we're able to use Or to be aware of others. I mentioned before that the Baal HaTanya says, in a certain sense, that really the creation was, if so, Bria of Ayin out of Yesh, more than Yesh out of Ayin. Because the Bershom exists, the Bershom is a Yesh, And the Baruch Hu created a vehicle that it's possible to not to as it were not perceive a Kadosh Baruch Hu, have a darkness which blocks the awareness of the presence of something. And that's a bria of ayin, of a nothingness out of the yesh of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Have a good Shabbos.